This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed Microsoft's largest ever investment in Asia and expressed optimism about India's leadership in artificial intelligence. Responding to a post on social media by Microsoft Chairman and CEO Satya Nadella, Mr. Modi said, "When it comes to AI, the world is optimistic about India." He added that he expressed happiness to see India being the place where Microsoft will make its largest ever investment. Meanwhile, Mr. Nadella thanked Mr. Modi for an inspiring discussion on India's AI opportunity. In a social media post, Mr. Nadella said that Microsoft is committing more than $17 billion to support India's ambitions. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said Vande Mataram was the mantra that awakened India's cultural nationalism and remains as relevant today as it was during the freedom struggle. Initiating the discussion on the 150th anniversary of song Vande Mataram in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, Mr. Shah stressed that the song will remain relevant in nation's journey towards Viksit Bharat. Union Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said in the Lok Sabha that the disruption caused by IndiGo's recent operational failures is now rapidly stabilizing and reiterated that the government is fully determined to build a robust airline system. Addressing the House on the ongoing IndiGo crisis, the minister stated that the airline is being held fully accountable. The minister further added that the Directorate General of Civil Aviation has issued notices to the airline and based on its report, strict and appropriate action will be taken.
The disruption caused by IndiGo's recent operational failures is now rapidly stabilizing. IndiGo's daily flights, which had fallen drastically and are expected to rise further, all other airlines continue to operate smoothly across the country, and the airports are reporting normal conditions without crowding or distress. Refunds, baggage tracing, and passenger support measures remain under continuous supervision by the ministry. At the same time, accountability will be ensured.
The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has directed IndiGo to reduce its winter scheduled 2025 operations by 10% across sectors, citing significant flight disruptions and the airline's inability to operate the approved schedule efficiently. The airline watchdog said in a notice that IndiGo was approved for 64,346 flights in November this year, while the airline operated 59,438 flights and recorded 951 cancellations. The National Investigation Agency has arrested another key accused in connection with last month's Delhi bomb blast case. NIA said that Dr. Bilal Nasir Mala of Baramulla, Jammu and Kashmir, is the eighth accused to be arrested in the case. The Goa police has detained Ajay Gupta from Delhi, one of the four owners of Bursh by Romeo Lane nightclub, where a devastating fire claimed the lives of 25 persons in North Goa around midnight on Saturday. A Goa police spokesperson said yesterday that he will be placed under arrest soon after the completion of formalities to bring him to Goa. This is the sixth person to be held in connection with the case. India defeated Uruguay 3-1 in a penalty shootout after an intense 1-1 draw in their 9-12 qualification match at the FIH Hockey Junior Women's World Cup 2025 in Santiago yesterday. India will next play against Spain tomorrow in the 9th-10th place match of the FIH Hockey Junior Women's World Cup 2025. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 101 runs in the first game of the 5-match T20 series at Barabati Stadium in Cuttack, Odisha. Yesterday, chasing a target of 176, South Africa was bowled out for 74 runs, with Indian bowlers delivering a disciplined performance. Hardik Pandya was declared player of the match for his all-round performance. Earlier, India posted 175 runs in the stipulated 20 overs with a blazing 59 of 28 balls knocked by Hardik Pandya. In Australia, millions of children and teenagers under the age of 16 have lost access to their social media accounts after a world-first ban comes into effect. Instagram, Facebook, Threads, X, Snapchat, Kick, Twitch, TikTok, Reddit, and YouTube are among the platforms required to enforce the new legislation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.